violated on the streets, violently violated on the streets, but
to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly cloudy skies this morning, becoming sunny. Warmer temperatures today with highs around 40 degrees. It's 19 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we visit Topeka Hall, Constitution Hall in Topeka, rather. Newly renovated, brought back to its 1850s glory. A little road trip coming up at 7:35 on Weekend Edition Sunday.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
With figures like Charles Robinson and Jim Lane, as the leadership, and it's on July 4th, 1856, when federal troops are actually sent here to disperse that legislature because the federal government does not recognize it. And Colonel Bull Sumner, who was head of U.S. troops at Fort Leavenworth, is ordered to disperse the legislature if they meet. So the troops get marched a few days ahead of time. I think they're camped out outside of Topeka, but they march into town. And there's dragoons and there's cannons.
Kara Heitz and Chris Meinhardt are with the Friends of Free State Capitol. They met with me recently at Topeka's Constitution Hall. You can hear a longer version of our conversation on Prairie Journal. 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Just ahead, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And then a preview of tonight's Grammy Awards. That's coming up at 7:52 this morning on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Every day you hear the difference on KPR. In-depth news, thoughtful civil conversations. All of that is made possible by listeners like you. More than 84% of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. Now, more than ever, is the time to invest in KPR. It's the time to discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Mostly sunny skies today, warmer temperatures with highs around 40 degrees. It's 19 degrees in Lawrence, 19 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, K KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us for the Moth Radio Hour. The Moth Radio Hour coming up later today on KPR. Mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th. That's when KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's a big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred, and you're invited to shake along with us. Check out the entire schedule of events, concerts, and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas, as we celebrate 30 years of the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Only 50 medical patients daily, accompanied by two companions each. Gaza health officials say 20,000 medical patients need to travel abroad for treatments unavailable in Gaza. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and McPherson County Sheriff's Office are investigating the homicide of a McPherson man. According to a KBI statement, a disagreement broke out at a house party early Saturday morning outside Inman. Two groups of partygoers left in separate trucks, then met up on a rural road about 2 miles from the party. A fight broke out between two men. During that fight, 19-year-old Joshua Soden was shot and killed. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The 19-year-old man who shot Soden called 911 to report the incident, turned himself in to police, and has not been arrested. Several witnesses have been interviewed, and the investigation is continuing. With ESPN's game day show on hand before the men's basketball game and marking the 1,000th men's basketball game at Allen Fieldhouse, there was plenty of buildup for KU's home game against BYU yesterday. The Jayhawks held on to beat the Cougars 92-82, but Darren Peterson, KU's heralded freshman, played only about 20 minutes because of leg cramps. KU coach Bill Self says he's trying to figure out how to address Peterson's season-long leg issues entering February, but adds this conclusion.
It tells me that we may not be consistently where some teams play night in and night out, but on any night, we can play with anybody.
The Jayhawks have very little turnaround time as they travel to Lubbock, Texas. They play against Texas Tech tomorrow night. The KU women host Colorado at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The K-State men play Iowa State at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The K-State women are at Arizona State. They play at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures with highs today around 40 degrees. Winds from the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, becoming partly cloudy. Lows around 19 degrees, and then for tomorrow, partly sunny skies, highs getting up to the mid-40s. It's 20 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up, museums around the world celebrate people's successes and accomplishments. But coming up, we'll visit one that celebrates some of life's failures. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Windsor Johnston with...
To see if they go along. I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll ask if lawmakers can quickly avert damage from a government shutdown on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com.
Coming up, it's another In Their Picture This series. We'll take a look at a children's book, the one about the blackbird and its reflection of the Beatles. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Whether your passion is for fascinating conversations, unbiased in-depth news, beautiful music, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and programs that feed your mind and news that matters. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Mostly sunny skies today. Highs around 40 degrees. It's 20 degrees in Chanute, 22 in Lawrence, 21 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station, like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. From the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, and then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Mostly sunny skies today. Warmer temperatures with highs getting up to around 40 degrees. Winds from the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, a mix of cloudy skies, clear skies, cold temperatures with lows around 19 degrees. And then for tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. It's 21 in Emporia, 22 in Topeka. This is KPR.